Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, about the increase in HIV diagnoses in Iowa last year. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The Iowa Department of Public Health had a recent report that HIV diagnoses in Iowa have increased. Can you explain that a little further?
Well, so they are reporting that there were 124 new HIV diagnoses in 2015, which is up from 98 cases the year prior. So that's a 27% increase. Now, what they are thinking happened is in 2014, the Affordable Care Act went into implementation, and therefore the primary care offices were flooded with new patients. And so they anticipate that what had happened was that when they were dealing with the increase in patients, they may not have been doing the screening that would be done regularly. So what they think, the decrease in diagnosis in 2014 indicates a change in testing rather than a decrease in new infections.
So it was really just that more people have been tested in 2015, not necessarily new cases.
Right, right. That is what we are anticipating is the issue. But the average from 2010 to 2014 was 114 cases. And so they really do think that that sudden decrease was that shift in testing processes.
And how important is it for people to be tested?
Well, I think if you are if you are at risk, or you are having relationships with somebody who is at risk for HIV transmission, then I think it's incredibly important that you're getting tested, at least on an annual basis. Especially if you have other STDs that you've been diagnosed with. If you have an existing STD, it's going to be much easier for you to get HIV.
Interesting. Is there a certain reason?
Well, because if you have another STD, let's say that you have an open wound or a sore, it's going to be a lot easier for that virus to be transmitted.
And are there certain things that people can do to prevent transmission if they know that their partner is at risk?
Well, there is. So one of the best things to do if you have HIV yourself and you are wanting to reduce the transmission to your partner is getting treatment to suppress the virus. And so if you are on appropriate medication for viral suppression, it actually can reduce the likelihood of transmitting HIV by 96%. So that's incredibly important. Again, abstinence is the only way to prevent the transmission of HIV, and not sharing needles, of course, because that's another way that you can spread the virus.
And the treatment, can we talk about that a little more?
Sure.
HIV used to be a very scary diagnosis, but in recent years there have been medical advances.
Yes, yes. So there's a couple of different medications that you can do, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody who has HIV, or you are HIV positive and you are having a relationship with somebody who's not. So there is a medication called antiretroviral therapy, or ART, A-R-T, that the HIV positive individual can take, which will reduce their viral load. So that will suppress the virus that's in their blood, thus making transmission less likely.
That's been today's Washington Page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about the increase in HIV diagnoses in Iowa in 2015. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. To hear the rest of our conversation, listen to tomorrow's Washington Page on KCII.